The Lake George Park Commission's mandatory boat inspection program is now 4 years old, and LGPC Executive Director Dave Wick is pleased with the numbers for the 2017 season.
More than 100 boats with visible aquatic invasive species on them, they were stopped before they got into the lake. We decontaminated those boats. And then all those others that were decontaminated, 1,800 boats, were a threat because they weren't clean, drained, or dry, and we cleaned those up before they went into the lake.
7 boat inspection stations operate on Lake George during the boating season. In total, more than 31,000 boats were inspected. To date, 5 species of invasive plants and animals have been established in Lake George. Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki is glad that no more have entered the lake since the program started.
We don't know of any new invasive species that are in Lake George after 4 years of the program working, so that shows that it's working.
As the boat inspection program continues, New York State will take additional steps to prevent harmful algal blooms in the lake. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo mentioned the plan while presenting his budget Tuesday.
And the upstate lakes, we have a really serious problem with different bacteria and algal blooms. Many of those lakes are also sources of drinking water,
including Lake George. While the lake has not seen the harmful algal blooms that have affected other water bodies, including Lake Champlain, the lake will be one of 12 in the North Country region to be studied under the bill, which pledges $65 million to develop action plans to target pollution. Pat Dowd is a spokesman for the Lake George Association, another environmental group.
Lake George, of course, is the economic engine for the entire region up here. It's a, $2 billion worth of economic input into the economy of the region. And it's a program, I think, that will allow us to be a model to help all of the other lakes in the state.
Grant funding will be used to implement the action plans and install new monitoring equipment and treatment technologies. For more stories on Lake George and water quality, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.